President Bush also called on Israel today to withdraw without delay from Palestinian cities occupied in the last week. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon later told the president in a telephone conversation that Israel would do all it could to speed up its West Bank offensive. Mr. Bush also urged Palestinian leaders to crack down immediately on terrorist violence. The president made his remarks at a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Tony Blair in Crawford, Texas, where the two men are meeting this weekend. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
When the president earlier this week asked Israel to withdraw from Palestinian areas, he didn't set any deadline. Aide said only that it should happen as soon as possible. Today, the president was more forceful. He said he and Prime Minister Blair agreed on many things in their weekend talks, including that Palestinian leaders should order an immediate ceasefire and an end to all terrorist activities.
And we agree that Israel should halt incursions into Palestinian-controlled areas and begin to withdraw without delay from those cities it has recently occupied.
When asked what he'd do if Israel ignored his request, the president responded,
I don't expect him to ignore. I expect him to heed the call.
Aides say shortly after the news conference, the president placed a call to Ariel Sharon to express his concern with the Israeli offensive. Both Sharon's office and the White House say Sharon told the president he would expedite the military operation, although it was not exactly clear what that would mean. At the news conference, Prime Minister Blair said the U.S. and Great Britain were acting as Israel's friends in seeking a quick withdrawal, even though they understood Israel's response to a recent wave of attacks.
We understand that. But we are also trying to help secure a way out of the present impasse so that we can get into a political process where some of these underlying issues can be resolved satisfactorily for the long term.
President Bush also put much of the blame on Yasser Arafat, who he said had failed in his leadership of the Palestinian people. The president left in doubt just what role Arafat would have in any U.S. brokered peace talks.
In order to earn my trust, somebody must keep their word. And Chairman Arafat has not kept his word. He said he would fight off terror. He hasn't. He needs to speak clearly in Arabic to the people of that region and condemn terrorist activities.
Blair, who's been one of the president's strongest allies, never mentioned Arafat specifically during the news conference at a Crawford high school. Blair's under pressure at home not to ally himself too closely with U.S. Mideast policy, which many in Europe complain is biased toward Israel. Blair was also cautious not to go too far in supporting any plans President Bush might have to topple Saddam Hussein. But his disapproval of the Iraqi leader was clear.
It has always been our policy that Iraq would be a better place without Saddam Hussein.
Blair said Iraq's ability to develop weapons of mass destruction poses a real threat to the world. He blasted Saddam for not allowing international weapons inspectors inside Iraq.
But how we now proceed in this situation, how we make sure that this threat that is posed by weapons of mass destruction is dealt with, that is a matter that is open.
President Bush said there was no doubt about his policy, that Saddam Hussein should be removed. The president said the worst thing would be for the world to allow the Iraqi leader to hook up with terrorists.
And then all of a sudden you got one of these shadowy terrorist networks that have got an arsenal at their disposal, which could create a situation in which nations down the road get blackmailed. We can't let it happen. Just can't let it happen.
But Mr. Bush, too, said that all options remained on the table. And in an interview earlier this week with British television, the president said he had no immediate plans to conduct military operations against Saddam. Prime Minister Blair will remain in Texas until tomorrow. Pam Fessler, NPR News.